Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad to be part of your day and your year, and I'm looking forward to a great 2006. And one of the really smart people who is part of our brain trust that I hope we spend some time with, a lot of time with in 2006, is our guest this half hour, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth. She's president and co-founder, and founder, I should say, of Quality Methods International Incorporated. It's a training and development and consulting firm which specializes in technologies of the visual workplace. And she's the lady, Gwendolyn is the lady who has been training us about the importance of visuality, of the importance of the visual part of our world, and how that's important to productivity and to efficiency and motivation and high morale and all those things. And her book is called Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking. Dr. Galsworth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. As always, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Gwen, when you were here before, you gave us a tour of what you think visuality, the visual part of our world and our workspace, how important that is. I'd like for you to take a minute or so and just sort of review that for us.
Yes, I'm happy to. The workplace is full of information, but for the most part, that information is shared or communicated by talking or by the printed word or through some efforting. It's not an automatic part. It's not what a friend of mine calls a non-thinking process. It is something that we have to intentionally do.
You're saying even though we see what we see and how we process that is not intuitive?
I'm saying that most of the vital parts of our day have to be communicated as an act of talking or writing, emailing, reading a procedure manual. The information that is vital to our work, and not so much to the community, you know, to kind of getting along and being social, but to our work, is usually something we have to seek. And what the visual workplace does is it embeds this information, the information that's vital to doing good work on time, correctly, safely, is embedded in the environment itself. The last time we spoke, we talked about the beautiful system of visual information sharing that we find every day on the highways.
Right, the icons.
The icons, and not just the icons, but the information that's actually translated into devices that we don't even contemplate are influencing us. For example, the speed bump. The speed bump is translating that sign over there that says, slow down children playing, which is an icon, into an actual device that creates the behavior. In other words, you may hit that first speed bump and not be aware that you were going fast, but you're going to slow down by the time you get to the second speed bump. And it's the information that's embedded into the physical environment that is creating the correct behavior. And, you know, for me, this is such a miracle. I discovered this about 20 years ago when I was going to Japan taking executive study missions there, trying to learn for myself what the heck was going on there and what was different about, if you will, managing or creating work in that way. And I began to see the world around us, and I understood, and it took me a while, that without the visual information in our roads, our economy would come to an end.
You know, there are actually people out there, and I've met these folks who are illiterate, and yet some of them are making their living very successfully as an over-the-road trucker.
That's exactly
and
right.
And they use the things you're talking about to cope with their learning deficiency.
Yes, that's just excellent. I actually have a friend who's Bosnian, and he used to be a journalist in Bosnia. He's over here. He's driving a truck. He's struggling with the language, and yet he can be a trucker, and he can be successful because, in a sense, the operations manual is built into the work environment itself. But I also, there's a flip side of it. It's... this point was just there in what you were saying. What about the multilingual workforce? Mm-hmm. What about people who speak 17 languages but happen not to speak yours?
Not to be English.
Not be English. They can do excellent, excellent work, and they want to work. They want to make a contribution. They want to be a part of the world of work, and visuality helps us. Or, God forbid, those workplaces which are so difficult for employers that have 17 languages under the same roof. Which one do you translate?
Are you saying that we have visuality at work, but maybe we haven't thought about it enough, and we have the wrong visuality? Are you saying that we need to do more? We need to help our employees. And let's, for the moment, let's take the people off the out of the discussion who have learning are deficient with their education or because they're from somewhere else. Let's talk about the average American for a moment. Are you saying that our businesses should do more to provide visual stimulus for us?
It's not. I want to make a distinction between aesthetic or cosmetic stimulus, and I know that's not exactly what you're talking about.
No, I'm not at all.
Yes, I understand. Or even icons, but I'm talking about intentional systems and devices that clarify work. I don't want to get too deeply into a discussion that's not going to be able to let us develop it into its complete. But at work, there are two things happening. One of them is called, in my book, critical path. It's the path, by which work flows, material flows, people flow through a physical environment. And the second part is information. And I always think of this as two wings of the same bird. One wing is about creating that flow, finding that path. What is the right way for material to go through the environment, whether it's a piece of paper or it's a widget? And that part we do very, very well because it's very physical already. The problem we have is actually getting the information surfaced so the information is flowing with the work itself.
Well, see, companies have been doing this for years, though, Gwen, with colored paper.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
That is one of thousands. When I think of
if it's on yellow paper, it's important. If it's on pink paper, it's do it right now. If it's on blue paper, you need to do it today sometime.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Well, we're going to develop this a little bit more for small businesses when we come back after these messages with Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, the author of the book Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking, 20 Tales. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and my blog. You can subscribe to it, too. The newsletter comes on with Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. The blog comes Monday through Friday if you want to subscribe, or you can just go there and check it out whenever you want to. And the blog, by the way, is one of the few multimedia blogs out there. So I'll let you check it out so you can figure out what that means. And you can also find out more about Gwendolyn Galsworth, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth. She's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking. Gwen, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's visualworkplace.com. Just one word, Visual Workplace.
Pretty easy. What do we find, Gwendolyn, when we get there?
You'll find some really, really good examples from the workplace, some wonderful inventions, visual inventions by folks that I've had the pleasure of working with, and you find some things about our products and about our work in general.
Can they find out more about the book there?
Yes.
And folks, it's a beautiful book. It's not just an important book. It's beautiful, and they're color photographs. It's done on beautiful paper, heavy, white, very white paper. A lot of beautiful four color photographs in here, and it's the kind of thing that that's it's actually kind of a workbook, Gwendolyn. We can see what you're talking about by seeing pictures of what you're talking about. I think that makes this book a lot more important, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. And you know, Jim, one of these times when you have some, when you're thinking what other thing can we talk about, I'd love to talk about the process of writing this book just for a couple of minutes, but the next time, because it was,
well, remind
it was
me,
done in 5 weeks, and I'm a small business owner
wow.
myself.
Well, remind me, the next time you're on, we'll do that. But I want to get back to, I want you and me to come up with one or two things that any small business owner could do today or next week with regard to visuality and to improve their efficiencies, to improve the production of their organization, the flow of their processes. Let's talk about some of those things.
Yes. One of the most important things, especially a small business can do, is get the paper that is on the desk on the wall to create what we call a visual display, so that everyone, whether or not there's two of us or three of us or 10 of us, that everyone can see the same thing at the same time. I'm thinking of an example in on a dock of a very small company with trucks coming for delivery, and the gentleman who was running that area was always shuffling papers, wondering what was coming in next. Mm-hmm. Did he have the paper that belonged to the truck that was pulling up? And all he did was to put it on a wall to begin with just masking tape, in a kind of order, in categories. And he did it by what was the category of goods that were being
right.
delivered. But if that was too if that's not the right thing, then you find some bucket, I call them, some bucket. And then he could see at a glance, or you could put it in chronological order, or something of that sort.
But it's up. It's up visually. It's up at his eye level. You know, that's.
It's not just eye level, and it isn't just a piece of paper. It's multiple pieces of paper.
Right.
So you're actually seeing a whole function on the
wall. It's like storyboarding in a movie
that's
on
right.
a movie set.
Oh, you get this so intuitively. That's exactly what it is. Only you intentionally put it up on the wall because you know every day you're going to have questions about, or you're going to want to change your mind about some sequence mm-hmm. or some level of importance.
So you're
priority.
Saying get the football picture and the duck off the wall and the pictures that put the pictures of the kids
right.
on the desk
yes.
and put the important stuff up on the wall.
Yes. What you want to have happen is you want the workplace to speak. You want the workplace to be a partner, whether or not that workplace is your
mm-hmm.
car or a wall or a loading dock. You know, the thing about visuality, here's something else for the listeners to think about. All we're doing in visuality is translating questions into answers and those answers into physical devices. For example, at a restaurant, how many mistakes did the waitress make over how many years
right.
of pouring caffeinated coffee into a decaf cup? And then they came up with this little visual device that's used in many restaurants of putting a doily underneath the cup so
mm-hmm.
the waitress doesn't have to make that mistake. So the waiter picks up the coffee cup with the orange handle and knows it's decaf. And this thing that used to defeat us, where the complexity began to defeat us, suddenly became easy. And that's what you do in your small businesses. You listen to the questions that defeat you, and you say, how can I make this into a device?
And you're saying that yes, train your people. Yes, talk to them about these processes. Yes, explain to them why it's important to go left instead of right. But beyond that, why don't we make it a color? Why don't we make it a visual device of some kind to reinforce that training?
Yes, excuse me. I'm getting excited about this because there's so many possibilities. For example, the simple distinction between what is incoming and what is outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
We have that on our desk sometimes, inbox, outbox. But what about putting it on the floor? What about knowing exactly, or what about knowing at a glance, because you have it on a different color mat, what's on hold, or what has a defect, or what is perfectly ready to go, and you don't even have to question for a moment picking it out of that pile? What about making that visible without having to ask any questions by putting it on a different colored mat?
Gwendolyn, I've got to wrap it up. We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
Oh, my pleasure.
When I look at my desk, I wish I had had all this paper on flash paper. That way I could just set it on fire and start over again. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking. Happy New Year, Gwendolyn. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with our good friends Don Cooper right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Say the same words to someone else when I'm not there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.